Fuck Skyrim.
But
Skyrim. Shit. Fuck Skyrim, yeah.
Also, like, I wanted
fuck
to say
everything.
That the game...
Fuck this, fuck that, fuck that, fuck that, fuck it.
Hello and welcome to Gentlemen Discussing Video. This is episode 27. With me are some gentlemen that will be discussing video, and they are Catman,
Fish Heads,
yo,
Jambalaya, my save Jambalaya, Jamba,
yeah, I'm here,
Lord Ramal,
hey,
Mao,
hiya,
Mughal,
hello,
and Shani,
oh,
hello.
So, we're gonna read some comments, Game Book Club, Space Funeral, awesome game. Talk about what we've been playing and then have some news. Not a lot of news because not a lot happened. Give me a moment, I'm going to bring up the comments.
There were a lot of comments.
Were there?
Yeah, there were like 30, which is a lot for a GYP article. Now.
There's this one marathon going on for like with a bunch of furry games. Can't remember for what charity.
What?
Furry game?
It's a speedrunning marathon. It's a speedrunning marathon
well,
based
like
around...
Star Fox Adventures or...
Yeah, just like games that have furry characters in it.
So what, Star Fox and what else?
Wait, there's a lot. Dude, do you have any idea how many anthropomorphic animals there are?
Oh yeah, I suppose.
Crash Bandicoot? Let me find the...
Sonic's kind of a given.
Gex? James Pond? Battletoads?
It's called the Happy Tales Marathon.
Please tell me they're playing Battletoads.
Probably.
Are they playing Yo-Noid?
Put it in the chat, I want to see
this. Shit. Let me find it.
I don't think Yo-Noid will count as furry.
I don't know, he dresses up in a fucking bunny suit.
Yeah, but he's a dude. He's a little dude, apparently,
yeah.
But...
Avoid...
He's all I'm furry, just eats pizza.
Avoid
I'm
the Noid, avoid the furry.
I'm just imagining Yo-Noid furry porn.
Avoid the furry, okay. Matt Reihardt, this is the best thing, thank you. Serpent1 says, we need the Sonic Racing game night. I really want to play with more than the three friends I know who bought the game. GLA plays it quite a lot, not so much now as they used to. But
yeah,
it's a fun game.
You can get 10 people from GLA and at pretty much any time to play it. So
yeah, pretty much. If you suggest Sonic, then people will probably play it.
What happened to the Gather Your Podcast? It's ages since the last episode, and Catsman responded, so I guess that's fixed. I don't know. I don't know. Listen to that show. So
what did Catsman say?
He said Kyle has work, or maybe he just hates you.
I think he just hates you.
Happy Man doing his best not to crack up reading the fanfic always makes me laugh out loud. It's the best ending possible to the podcast. You know, thanks a lot. I think I thought like the podcast was getting a bit played out, like people didn't care about it anymore, but I'm glad people still listen to the fucking fanfiction. Happy Man, you're reading the Deadly Premonition fanfiction is the highlight of my week. Thanks. Thank you.
I always tune out before the fanfiction because I've been scarred for life.
I don't
remember with Happy Man reading fanfiction.
No. I don't even remember the fanfiction. I seriously don't.
So,
I knew it happened.
So I like to listen to the podcast while I'm at work. So I'm always worried I'm going to accidentally pull my earbuds out because I listen to it on my PSP and it's and I'm going to accidentally subject all my coworkers to listening to Happy Man reading the fanfiction.
Well,
so
that would probably be a good thing though.
Before
I'd get fired.
Depends if you like your colleagues or not.
Why would you get fired for porn?
Gosh, I don't know, Jamba.
In your ear, though. It's in your ear. Deal with it. Wait, no, you're talking about on the computer. Right, okay.
The kids from Fire Emblem Awakening come from alternate worlds where you and most of the adults die. Also, your kids are potentially the strongest units in the games, so you fucked up by letting them die. I said that's even dumber somehow. Also, I played on normal stuff. Also, I can't believe that those kids can be that much stronger than fucking Gregor and like Penny and people like that. Those guys are strong. How much easier does the game get if you use the kids? Holy shit, they're that strong.
Well, it was
really
meant
good.
To be like a really accessible Fire Emblem game. So
it's supposed to be the last one as
But it's not gonna be because that game sold well. Well, time travel is pretty hard to write about, but it does make sense.
Before you continue, Happy Madison, Kid Icarus said very well, and that's not getting a sequel.
It's not? How do you know?
For some reason. Because
it was Sakurai's
an idiot.
I see.
Because you needed a fucking, like, a table to play it on?
Never picked up Kid Icarus.
Kid Icarus was a good game, but it had some issues with the controls that can be fixed.
Oh, can they now?
Yes, they can.
Oh, can they now?
Did you play it?
No.
Then shut up.
Oh, can they now?
We don't have to play games playing about them, Shawnee. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, what the fuck?
I played a bit of it. It was okay, but I was just like, I don't know.
Shut up. Wow, it's good.
It's not good.
I just haven't picked it up since I first got it.
You just blindly follow Nintendo, come on.
Fuck you, Jumba.
Whoa.
If you back in time and try to change the past, more than likely your past will stay the same and you end up creating different universes. They are the results of a bad ending where the evil dragon wins.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want time travel plots at all, is what I'm saying. If they're not good, I don't care.
If
it's so hard to write them, maybe they shouldn't write them unless they know they can make it good.
What about that movie about the box that people sit in and then they sell stocks?
What? Sit in a box and sell some stocks.
The fucking box.
sit in a box and sell some stocks.
It's a real movie. I forget what it's called. It was made by students or something.
Katsang, go back to bed. It's okay.
No,
don't go back to bed. I skipped all the cutscenes in Fire Emblem Awakening, no regrets. The most boring fucking shit.
Imagine how every Fire Emblem game is gonna be like that one though.
Yeah, it is, and I'm still gonna skip all the cutscenes and I'm still gonna enjoy the games because the gameplay's fun. Anyway, stop calling games Vidya. And Casper just started trolling the shit out of that guy, wow, epic for the win. I tip my fedora to you, sir, for you are a gentleman and a scholar. Faith in humanity restore. One internet for you. 9 out of 10 would read this comment again, right in the feels. However brave of you, you absolutely nailed it. My sides are going into orbit. I shed manly tears at this, sir, you magnificent bastard. I fucking lost it. I'll just leave this comment here. Seriously, top lil.
that's actually how I post on
4chan. I don't know what any of that means.
I mean, the thing about the word Vidya is that whenever you Google this, it comes up with the Sanskrit word for clarity or knowledge. Which,
that's funny.
Yeah, there is a goddess of Vidya as well. And this podcast was originally designed, right, to be discussing that. Okay, so you can fuck off.
Vidya was good. Vidya started as a King of the Hill thing, but 4chan's totally co-opted that shit. Hank Hill would always say, playing your video games. He would always pronounce it like that. That's where it comes from. Sonic Racing Transformers is literally the only game that made me so mad to the point where semi-consciously beating my own ballsack with the Xbox controller. Fuck that Burning Rangers track.
Hey, if you don't like that Burning Rangers track, you need to learn to drift.
Exactly.
Burning Rangers.
Play characters that don't have one handling and 6 speed.
Oh, my movie was back. But yeah, Sonic Racing does make me quite mad at times, although I've mellowed out significantly since the time when it happened.
The breaking of Mal.
I got really mad at you last time we played TTT, Mal.
You got...
Why? I forget. People
and you shot me in the back when you were a traitor, and you said you weren't.
Welcome to that game. I thought that's what you're supposed to do in that game.
It is.
Yeah, it is. He's mad.
Usually I don't betray people, I just kill people.
Yeah, I just don't trust anyone.
And then run around, do nothing, complaining that the game is getting bad.
Exactly. No. Okay. When are we getting a fucking UT server?
We were supposed to be getting a Minecraft server, but...
Mumble server?
It won't install. Virgil, it's only you that has this problem, so it's obviously not the server.
I found out why, Cats, as well.
Why?
I'm just going to assume that it's an ancient gypsy curse.
It's his ISP, apparently.
I think his ISP has an ancient gypsy curse.
Probably that, too.
That's what you get for fucking shitting with gypsies. What was that noise?
What?
What was that?
Someone's put a gypsy curse on me! God damn it! I hope it's not Chris's blood.
Whose footprints are these? As for the conundrum, I wish to ban all kinds of quest markers that tell you exactly how far and where to go. It literally ruins the experience in every single case.
It doesn't in Vampire Rain, and I'll tell you why. Because there's invisible walls everywhere, and it's better to see the where the objective is.
But because Marker Red Dead Redemption, it gives you an area, like it marks an area on the map, and you go there, and then you have to find the thing. So it kind of marks it, but it doesn't.
You see, I quite like that, but I mean, the thing is, quest markers are kind of lazy because in reality, what the game should do is give you like hints as to where you should be going.
But
if you just mark it
game.
Directly, then yeah, but you could, it can still say you go can, to yeah. insert like place, and then you can find that place on the map or whatever, or you can ask someone where that place is. That's a much better way to do it.
Well, yeah,
like
we can
know where I can find some sailors.
Where it would tell you where you needed to go most of the time. Sometimes it was like really awful and you'd have no idea where to go, but that was more a problem with them occasionally being incompetent writing the quest objectives than, you know, with the concept itself.
Yeah, I think quest markers are just an evolution of game worlds being too huge for their own good now. Like there's just huge worlds with nothing in them, so you just have to point shit where you need to go.
There were quest markers in small-ass games, though, sometimes.
Yeah, there are too, but that's just because games are fucking casual now.
It's like, I'd like to see an open-world game like that's pretty big and shit, that like you have to just have good direction skills to find anything. And people will tell you where to go, but only in like, you know, you don't have a map, you just have directions by roads.
Well, Xenoblade has direction for where you need to go, but it also the game also rewards you for exploring. If you find like landmarks, you can actually get EXP.
Couldn't you also just grind?
Anyway, the point is, modern reviewers are casual if they think that the DuckTales remake was too difficult.
Are you serious?
They thought it was too difficult.
A lot of reviewers were criticizing it for being too
it
hard.
Did they not
play the original
when you were streaming it?
What?
Didn't look that hard when you were streaming it. Although yeah. I think Dodds was doing pretty badly.
Well, no, he wasn't. The last level was challenging, but it was an okay kind of challenging, I think. Like, it was a fair challenge.
None of those reviewers played the first game, I'm assuming.
I'm assuming that as well. They're probably not old enough.
Well, I gotta ask.
I played that game when I was a fucking kid, and I'm
me too.
Pretty young.
Did they only play it on easy?
I love
because,
that
like,
game.
You only unlock the later difficulties later in the remake, right?
We're playing it on normal to start out with, but I think hard was available from the start.
Okay. But there's definitely a difficulty that you unlock, so.
Jesus, that Deadly Prem fanfic was weird. Expertly timed, too, as I've just started playing it. Have to say, fanfic quality writing aside, it kind of fit with the actual scripting of the game. I wonder if Swery has a fanfiction.net account. You know, the guy who wrote Deadly Premonition, I wouldn't actually put it past him to just write erotic fanfic of his own game. He's kind of a weird guy. On the subject of bad game mechanics, I have two regening health because it really ruined the FPS journey. I agree. Fuck health region forever, I'll never respect it. And the shitty QTE final bosses. Two offenders that pissed me off in particular were the 2008 Splatterhouse remake and Space Marine. I enjoyed both games a ton, only that last fight to fall flat on its ass. I haven't played any of those games. I don't even know what they are, so.
Well,
I know what Splatterhouse is. I didn't know there was a remake.
Any remake from Sega cannot be good. It's just that.
Anyway, what about Sonic?
Generations doesn't count as a remake. Oh,
So what about they remade Sonic Drift, didn't they?
No, yeah. It's just a different game.
Yeah, no, they remade it. If you played the original Sonic Drift, like I did. On my friend's shitty ass Game Gear, then you'll know that the remake is much better.
Yeah. Sure, if you can call it a remake, even though it has non-Sonic characters in it.
Shut up! Danica Patrick
and
is in the Sonic
Transform
canon.
Is not the remake.
Danica Patrick
if
is in the
that.
Sonic canon.
Is Catsman going to need to spin some heads?
No.
Not this podcast.
No. Danica Patrick killed herself.
Don't even joke about that when Catsman was
killed herself
concerned.
Because she had to look at MD for too long. That's what it was.
Aww.
Oh.
Game Book Club. We're going to play... We're gonna talk... Oh my god.
Awkward sequence.
I'm just kind of drained today. I've been working on Gentlemania too long.
Yeah, I'm also kind of drained because I've only had 4 hours of sleep.
I've had five.
Fuck you, Bob. You always got to one-up
me,
don't you?
Space funeral.
Space?
I would have gotten to six, but I Jambob. Set my alarm wrong.
Jambob, did you play Space Funeral?
Yes, I finished it. I finished it.
You finished it like, game? Right as yeah. we were starting the podcast.
Yeah.
How many David Bowies out of Labyrinth would you give it?
Well, let me change it to David Bowies. David Bowies.
Bowie.
Out of Spaceman's.
Anyway, yeah, the game book club game is Space Funeral. Did anyone play it except me, Have Man and Bob?
I played it. The music kicks ass.
Yeah,
it really does.
One of the best parts of the game.
Whoever's editing it needs to splice some of it in here so that the listeners can hear it.
Apparently there's a remake that's being made.
No, there isn't.
What?
That's a lie.
Why? You just make up these things.
I'm not making it up.
There was a huge jabroni piece of shit fan game. Never play it. I never respect it. I played it. It sucks. But enough about that. Let's get back to Space Funeral. Space Funeral is a game made in RPG Maker 2003 by a Scottish man named The Catamites. It's fucking weird. It's about... You play as a huge lumbering guy in like a pyjamas and he's really sad.
His class is sad.
Yeah, that's his actual like class in the game. He's sad. And he leaves his house basically just because his parents told him to. It's time for him to leave, so he leaves and he meets up with this horse made out of human legs named Leghorse, and they need to make your way to the City of Forms, because that's where all forms originated.
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, it's an amazing game because it's all written in this, like, incredibly sarcastic and self-mocking way, and basically it's just a parody of, like, JRPG cliches. So, like, you know, in your average terrible JRPG, protagonist will go on some wonderful adventure and, like, they'll be like, Mum and Dad, I have to leave home now and go on an adventure. And their parents will be like, okay, son. Then they'll go on an adventure. But in this one, it's just like, no, your mother and I think you should leave.
Yeah, they just kick you out.
they just kick you out of the fucking house. And all the like, characters just say, it's too late for you. They're just the ancient prophecy has just foretold that you'll die in some cave somewhere.
Yeah, people always tell you you're gonna die, which is kind of funny. You're like in the dock area before you go on the boat to the Blood Cavern. There's a dog in there, and you talk to him. He goes, "Your journey leads you north. You will surely die there."
Yeah,
it's brilliant.
There's always stuff like this.
And there's what is that? There's like the shopkeepers. All the money is in rubles. All the healing items are blood. There's weird items like old movies which you use on ghosts because ghosts are sentimental, apparently.
I didn't find a ghost.
Bibles,
to defeat them.
You use Bibles on criminals because criminals are they don't have any morals.
That didn't work for me.
All the money is rubles. All the shopkeepers insult you whenever you get a good deal.
Whenever you get a good deal, something to go, I hope you die. And they're all. What's her name? They're all Lucy from Peanuts.
Yeah.
All the shopkeepers. They go, good grief.
All the art for the game, by the way, is horribly bad, and it looks like it was done in MS Paint by a schizophrenic, but it has sort of a weird charm to it, I guess.
Yeah, I liked it.
Creepy charm.
The graphics kind of grew on me, not gonna lie. I really dig the style of the game.
It's just that everything works so well in the game with the music and the graphics. It just feels so
otherworldly. It's a completely random assortment of crap that the guy literally threw together in RPG Maker in his spare time in the course of like a month. And he did it like just to prove that anyone could make an RPG Maker game even if they have no talent. And he ended up making something.
Yeah, he ended up making pretty much the best RPG Maker game. Yeah. There's probably no RPG Maker game that's better than Space Funeral. Like, Yumi Nikki is good, but...
No,
It's funny, though.
Aoni is better than...
Aoni is funny, actually. We should play that sometime.
Yeah, Aoni is better.
Eve's good as well.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Eve. That's the best one.
Is good.
There's this one game that I found one time, and it looked really bad, but it said it was a deconstruction of, like, the universe or whatever, and it sounded really stupid because...
That's a pretty big thing to deconstruct in one game.
No, it's... No, everything about JRPGs, like, but that just seems so, like, stupid.
Well,
because...
Moogle went and played the Call of Duty.
Wow, such casual...
Whoa.
Space Funeral, fuck this.
Anyway, the point is, you should all play Space Funeral, because it's an excellent game, and it has a great soundtrack, which
takes about
basically
an hour to beat, so it's not a huge investment. Yeah.
The soundtrack is actually, it's like half Ruth White and half BBC Radiophonic Workshop and half incredibly obscure folk music.
Yeah,
it's not, those are free halves, it doesn't work.
None of it's original music, right?
No.
Okay.
Really?
I was kind of disappointed by that because like the opening, the first theme, you're starting out, I thought it was made by the guy who did it, but apparently it's by some French guy or something.
No,
I thought it was Japanese.
It's a Japanese like folk punk band that sings in a like a mix of French and Japanese.
The thing is that all the licensed musics add to the charm of the crap pile of what this game is.
Yeah. Licensed music.
Well, I wouldn't know about licensed.
Unlicensed.
Actually.
Oh, right, yeah.
Do they need a license? They don't need a license to kill, right?
What?
Oh, God.
You're the most confusing man on Earth.
Sit in the naughty chair.
You need to spin his head around. Chair.
I killed the naughty chair.
You can't kill saying it's not alive.
It's made of wood.
You
wood's
can try.
Alive. Wood is alive.
I don't know whether you're serious right now. You just say wood is alive.
Wood is alive. It grows on trees. It is trees, in fact.
Jamba, just...
Don't break Mao, Jamba.
You're breaking me, is who you're breaking.
Happy man. Isn't there something?
I need a fucking Sainsbury's Basics glass here.
Okay,
right
now. Can
we
get back to Space Funeral?
Yes.
So, speaking of Ruth White, how about that Blood Cavern?
Oh yeah, Blood Cavern.
Best fiery in the game.
Oh my god, yeah.
You walk through this huge red cave, and the background track is all just, like, really dark poetry.
Yeah.
That's being read by Ruth White. It's incredible.
That's somewhat odd.
And then you meet the blood ghoul at the end who talks about his blood flowing, and then he quotes some Elvis lyrics.
Oh right, Happyman tried to kill me when we played that together.
Oh yeah,
did kill me.
The thing is, it's like when I met the wizard in the blood cave. Originally, he's like, "I just need to taste your blood to get a taste of your fate," and I was like, "All right, have some blood." And he's like, "I just need a little more. There are a few impurities," and he's like, and I gave him some more blood, and he was like, "Yes, just one more taste, and then I'll be able to tell you your fate." And I was like, "Okay." And then he drank all my blood. He drank all my blood.
Yeah. That's what Happy made me do.
Yes, right. I tricked him.
That's what you gotta do, man. You gotta do it.
No,
Happy Man had me killed.
You don't literally have to. I'm just saying, like, it's a cool thing. It's funny.
That would probably happen to me. Considering
I figured
how
it would
I
happen.
Am.
Yeah, I fell for that too, first time. And then when you say no, he's like, "Oh, I can't blame an old man for trying." Then he goes on.
Well,
what else? The desert town, Malice.
I don't know why.
It's overtaken by criminals with really awesome names. Yeah. Their names are all like Break the Bone.
Hide the leg.
Yeah. Rip the bone. Rip the blood is the leader,
rip
I think.
Blood.
There's one. Like, there's one criminal that tells you the way. His name is Tell the Way.
Oh yeah.
Verb the noun. Now I'm more fascinated about the steak. The living steak pets.
Yeah, you can find this. You go to the steak farm and you can
buy
a steak.
I forgot to go there.
And there's different steaks. Like this steak is full of life and bouncy. Do you want the steak? You can go no. And the steak you want is the old, kind of slow steak. You take that one and you give it to a lion. In
what
the lion village. It's a hidden village full of lions.
No. What does giving him the steak do? Because I remember that.
Just money. It does nothing.
Okay. That's retarded. I'm glad I didn't do that then. Because I don't really care to play. I mean, like, I'm glad I don't need to play it again though.
Like, you just do it because you want to, basically. The game doesn't actually reward you with much of anything. Like, money's useless. The one thing you want money for is,
buying the...
Yeah, buying the sword cannon in Malice.
Oh,
that's
I
one thing you want.
Do that. I didn't even do that. I just meant buying the, was it the magic eye puzzle for the one boss fight?
What puzzle?
The magic eye.
Yeah, book. Magic eye picture.
That's fun. Like, because I died before that because, like, I thought that, you know, just some moves that I had would work on him for confusion, but then they didn't, and I died. And then that insta-kills him, so that was funny.
I don't want to talk about things too far into the game, because,
I've already talked about, like, half the game, basically.
Yeah. No, we talked about up to Malice. We should mention Dracula, but no, not really. Just go see Dracula.
Don't mention Dracula.
Absolutely, go. Dracula. You need to go talk to Dracula. That's what I will say, because it's the funniest part of the game. How many bags of blood out of 10 would you give Space Funeral?
I already gave you my answer, but it's not in bags of blood. It's in Spaceman.
Okay. I would give it 8 bags of blood out of 10, but I don't believe in review scores, so I don't know.
Look at this edgy motherfucker not believing in review scores.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. I don't give review scores.
I give it 5 Bowies out of Labyrinth.
I can't properly review it because I couldn't play it.
Wait, which game are we talking about? Oh, Space Funeral. Yes, Space Funeral.
Can I just ask, what is this kata 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 kata?
That's Dodds and Doya, but Dodds is asleep right now.
Oh, so that's just Doya.
I'm manning the podcast.
There we go.
See, he's manning it.
He's manning it.
Wait, why is Dodds asleep?
Can you?
Because he didn't sleep last night.
Hit Dodds and make him make a noise.
Yes, do so.
Dodds.
We all went to sleep and he was like, no, I'm going to stay awake. And now he's fucking tired as shit like an idiot. Oh my god, he sounds like a ghost.
Yeah, Dodds stayed awake.
I give it 9 bags of blood out of 10. It's perfect, but it's too short.
I think it's just the right length. I think the joke would have gotten old if it had gone on for much longer. Like Earthbirth.
I think it could have been like a half an hour longer or so, maybe. 20 minutes longer.
I think it's pretty much every JRPG should be made, because, like, nothing matters stat-wise.
Everything sort of broke down at the end of Space Funeral. If you go that any longer, it would have stopped making sense.
Yeah, exactly. It would have stopped making sense. It made perfect sense up until then.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Flawless.
Oh yeah, if you play Space Funeral, another thing you must do, use the mystery command every battle. It's great. Awesome things happen.
Can you only use it like once per battle?
Once per battle.
You get all mysteried out.
If you fight a bloodhound, it's a bleeding dog, and if you use the mystery command, it like the dog bled to death, you win.
What's the next book club game then?
I had a recommendation.
Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine.
No.
Oh. It's Magical Dorupi on the NES. Have you ever heard of it, Katzman?
Is it anything like Monster Bash?
Monster Party?
No, Monster Bash.
It's the Great
I don't know
Smash.
What that is.
Oh.
But Magical Dorupi is kind of a Mega Man clone where you play as a witch and you fight robots. But the thing is, you get all of your weapons from the beginning of the game. And you use them to kind of, like, fighting the enemies is almost a bit of a puzzle of which weapon to use.
Oh, so, hang on, it's the Creon Kong.
Why were you calling it the shitty American version.
I know exactly which game you mean.
Magical Dorupi was the original Japanese version.
It was the original Japanese version. And then it was ported to the NES in 1991.
Yes,
war was beginning.
Is the Creon Conquest that worse then for some reason?
Yes, because they tweaked the difficulty and made it awful.
Okay.
Because I was going to say, that game was fucking shit.
Yeah, the original Japanese version, if you get a Japanese ROM, like all of the gameplay and the menus are in English, it's just the little... I guess you could call them cutscenes that are in Japanese, but, you know, that doesn't really matter, so...
Yeah, I fucking love Mega Man, and that game, it looks interesting. Wasn't it based on, like, stolen Mega Man 3 source code or some shit?
I don't know, but it looks a lot like Mega Man. Like, the main character's sprites even have the same proportions and everything.
Is everyone happy with Magical Dorupi?
Yeah, let's do it. Sure. Also, it's quite literally a Mega Man clone. It's like a Mega Man ROM hack, I think.
I don't know about that, but...
I told you, stolen
it's
source
very
code.
Similar to Mega Man. Although you can crouch and shoot upwards, which you can do in Mega Man.
From what I saw, it even uses like similar maps and things like that. Like, room designs look the same as some in Mega Man 2.
I'm a huge scrub when it comes to Mega Man, but
you're
I can give it a try.
You're a scrub when it comes to everything, though.
Except also, look, okay, also, I did.
I'm never gonna get you guys to play Suikoden 2, am I?
Suikoden 2 is awesome.
Have you played
one?
Suikoden 2 is fucking
play
incredible,
it.
But the problem is it's too long for a book club.
Yeah, it is. I know.
So, yeah, if you want to play it, make sure you get the original Japanese version. That's Magical Dorupi, not the Cryon Conquest, which is the American version. And there is a translation patch if you want that. I'll probably stream it sometime.
Sometime.
Yeah, sometime between now and the next podcast.
The GIP people have a tendency of not streaming at all.
What now?
Can we talk about that video on the internet of the guy who thinks that the Earth is just the inside of a hollow sphere, and all of the celestial bodies are inside another sphere, which is inside this, and the horizon curves upwards because the Earth is a hollow sphere, and gravity pulls outwards instead of inwards, and apparently there's scientific evidence of this.
Wait, what?
You mean there isn't scientific evidence of this? Amazing.
There's imaginary scientific evidence.
Yeah, that he makes there isn't.
He says that the Earth doesn't rotate. It's just like...
The sky just moves around it.
No, the sky rotates in the middle of the sphere that is Earth.
Okay.
So wait, what is
how,
this?
How is this video game?
Like a painted
sky rope. Yeah, it's video games.
What if the Earth orbits the sun? What if your wife orbits my dick?
What?
I love this comic.
I wish that webcomic updated, but... Oh.
Hark of Vigrant, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So, can you poke Dodds again so he makes a noise?
That was a good noise. I like that noise. Okay.
I think this podcast should just be named, like, Poke and Dodds.
Poke and Dots. Yeah, periodically lewd. Would have Doya.
Lewd.
And stomach it better.
Lewd.
I understand.
Oh yeah, next book club game, Magical Poppin. No, that's not it. What's what it's called?
Magical Dorupi.
Dokapon. Magical Dorupi, okay. So go ahead and play that for the NES. Get it. Okay.
Don't
what have
we
been
have any gaming news?
No. Yeah. Well, we have him after this.
Yeah. There's a little bit.
Much no. Not really.
What have you been playing?
Can I talk about Trespasser?
Yes.
Okay, so basically, DreamWorks Interactive made a game called Jurassic Park Trespasser. It was a revolution in gameplay design, game physics, animation, AI, all those things, right?
Basically, and you can look down and see huge knockers.
I will explain the concept of the game now. You are some... vacuous bimbo lady who has huge probably plastic boobs with pixelated cleavage drawn on them, and you you're on a plane to some shitty holiday resort or something, and the plane crashes and you fall in some water and one of your arms is broken and there's a tattoo on your boobs that says what your health is. And you can't see your feet at any point during the game, even though it's filled with shitty first-person jumping puzzles. And so you wander around for a bit, and you see some dinosaurs that sometimes glitch through the walls and floor. You have this weird, incredibly long, incredibly bendy arm. Doesn't really resemble a human arm at all.
Wait a minute, I think I've seen someone play this before.
And you can use the arm to pick up and manipulate things in the game world, including guns.
Doesn't like, she hold
both of the mouse buttons are used by the arm, so you have to bind shoot to a key on the keyboard.
Oh my god.
There's two separate keys on the keyboard that control just the rotation of the arm, making it possible to pick up a gun and then hold it gangster style and shoot a velociraptor with it.
Damn. It feels good to be a gangster.
Next generation arm controlling.
So you wander around this island and there's all these dinosaurs and some of them are friendly, but there's some velociraptors that can somehow jump 15 feet in the air and moon jump, and you have to shoot them with all these weapons lying around, but there's no, like, you can't reload guns or get extra ammo, so you like pick up, there's like a gun every 15 feet and you have to just fucking pick it up, shoot the dinosaur, drop it, pick up another gun. But the game wasn't designed for combat or platform or physics puzzles, so all the physics puzzles are about stacking boxes as high as you possibly can, but the physics engine means the boxes just slide and fall off of one another.
Just like one of my Valve games.
Well, no. Valve physics, the boxes are designed to stay together when you stack them, whereas in Trespasser, stacks are actually designed to topple, which makes platforming
box is absolutely impossible. And then
I was making a joke about how all of the Valve games are have box stacking puzzles.
That's not
but,
even
but
right,
never
though.
Mind. Never
that's
mind.
Not even
what
correct.
About
that's
Left
not,
for Dead?
You don't know shit about right,
I'm
box
sorry.
Does Left for Dead?
You've played Trespasser.
I'm sorry.
Anyway,
but, man.
Half-Life,
never mind.
Half-Life Portal. That's it.
There's fucking velociraptors that jump as high as the moon. There's the fact that basically you're carrying a gun, right? You can carry two things at once. And so if you have to carry like a key card all the way across somewhere, then you only have one gun that you can carry. And that gun might have like 10 bullets in it. There are velociraptors chasing you the entire time. And here's the thing, right? If you're like using a velociraptor, if you're using a gun, the velociraptor comes at you and all you have to do is turn around suddenly and knock the gun against a tree or against a plant or against the velociraptor, and the gun just goes fucking flying out of your hand and lands on the floor. Like, if anything touches her hand, she fucking drops the gun, and so you have to scrabble back to get the gun before the like velociraptor bites your head off. All the puzzles are either keycard puzzles, or like there'll be a like door that needs a code to open it, and you'll fucking have to like wander around the level and look for the code to be like written on some random piece of scenery. What else even happens in that game? And yeah, it's an immensely shit game with horrible dinosaur AI and animations and horrible physics and horrible puzzles and horrible, horrible controls and first-person jumping puzzles and guns that don't shoot straight. And oh my god.
It's probably better than Orion Dino Beatdown, though, right?
Probably. I would say it was.
Oh.
But,
If anyone wants to experience that game without actually having to play it, research indicates there's a really great LP on it. So
yeah, Mecha Gamezilla played it too, and that was pretty good.
So, but, I mean, Trespasser is an interesting piece of video game history because it was designed to be like the crisis of its time. It had all these very ambitious design goals, like dinosaurs with completely procedural animation system driven by complicated AIs where, you know, the dinosaurs would interact, they'd compete over food, they'd, you know, make noises and get mad at one another, fight with one another. There was supposed to be like, you know, all these physics stuff. And originally physics puzzles were like not just box puzzles. There was tons and tons of shit in there. It was, what else was it? It was supposed to have the most advanced graphics engine of any game at its time with huge draw distances and stupidly high resolution textures. But the whole project, from what I can tell, basically fell apart because of mismanagement. No one on the Trespasser team like communicated with anyone else on the team. So the physics programmer implemented a physics engine that like just flat out didn't work for any of the puzzles that they designed. And so they had to throw all of their puzzles out 4 months before the game was due to release and redesign all of them from scratch to work with this new physics engine. And the fucking physics engine the guy had made only worked with objects that were between 0.5 and 1 meters and roughly square in size and shape.
I forgot about that.
And then the AI programmers had built this beautiful dinosaur AI. And when they actually put it into the game, like, again, a couple of months from release, they found that the dinosaurs just froze, basically, and didn't fucking do anything. And so they throw out the entire AI system. This beautiful physics-powered animation system for all the dinosaurs. And they run it on a computer 4 months before the game shipped. And it turned out if you had more than two dinosaurs on the screen, it lagged out even the highest-end computers. So they had to throw that out. And then
and
what was
still
the last
lags.
Thing they threw out? Yeah, and the graphics engine, which was a marvel of its time, the game was started being made like when Quake was made, and it was only finished in the late 90s. And so they designed the graphics engine for software, and it didn't support hardware graphics adapters, basically, like graphics cards. And so because graphics cards were becoming more prevalent, in the end, they had to throw out a lot of the graphics-related stuff they'd written because they couldn't reload it, reprogram it to work on dedicated hardware. And so they had all the components of an amazing game that didn't work, and they threw all of it out and replaced it with long, empty levels filled with guns and dinosaurs and shitty jumping puzzles.
It sounds like Daikatana before Daikatana.
It's roughly. Hey man,
Roger Barrow's about to make you his bitch, alright?
It sounds sad, mostly.
It is a sad story.
Ron Jamero, I'm sorry.
Daikatana is at least more coherent than this game.
Because it was one of those games that if it had been, but if they'd like, if they hadn't mismanaged it and not like actually tested any of the stuff until a few months before release, it could have been one of the defining games of its generation, if not the defining game.
Or it could have just failed anyways because of overambition.
Maybe, but I mean, everything they were doing was years ahead of its time. And apparently, Trespasser influenced Valve in their decision for physics in Half-Life 2.
It kind of makes sense in a way, but so way
now
better.
Every game has a physics engine, exactly, because they did it right.
You know what?
This was a big deal. This wasn't just like some shitty shovelware game.
Yeah,
like,
this
it
game
was hyped up.
Had millions put into it.
Jurassic Park, man.
Havoc.
Havoc
Physics Engine is one of the funniest things in games ever.
I love it forever.
You know what's great to do in Dark Souls with the Havoc physics?
Just run around over bodies?
No, kick them around? Yeah, you roll over the bodies, and if you push a body onto some stairs and then roll up the stairs, you can send it flying. It's amazing. Especially if you use the what is it? The Darkwood Green Ring?
Yeah,
that thing. So, all right. Are you done, Katzman?
Yeah, I'm done ranting about Trespasser. I would play it if you get the chance, just because it's an interesting piece of history. But I fucking hate that game. There was a point like 20 minutes before the end of the game that Juicy made a gif out of, where there was like a car that someone had driven up the side of a mountain, and it was like teetering off the side. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna have some fun and push this car.
Armal just posted it,
and I fucking. Literally, I slam into the car as hard as I can. And at the start, it like begins to like topple off the mountain. And then it literally just stops almost vertical on the side of a mountain, like 1,000 feet in the air.
What the hell?
The fucking thing just stops. I'm like, are you serious, game? You put this thing all the way up here and you don't even let me push it off the mountain. Will you let me have any fun? But no,
I bet it really reached like the bottom of the map, and everything else was just a lie.
So yeah, okay. That's Trespasser.
I want more games with dinosaurs in them, though.
Yeah, the problem is that most dinosaur games end up like shit, like a Ryan Dino beatdown or whatever. They just end up with shovelware.
You know
that Okami was supposed to have dinosaurs in it as enemies? That would have been amazing. Anyway, though, so I played The Last of Us, which I actually liked a lot more than I thought I would, because, you know, I thought it was going to be like another Bioshock Infinite, where everyone was like, Citizen Kane of video games, and then it was going to be shit. But I actually liked it. The story was really good, and I thought the gameplay is actually very solid. It's well put together, the mechanics are well thought out. It's nice to see a game where like they limit the amount of stuff you can carry, so, and with your crafting, everything is a trade-off, like between crafting one thing or crafting another, since there's not that many different materials for the crafting. And there's no regenerating health, and there's health packs. I was very happy with that. So yeah, it's pretty good. It's not the Citizen Kane of video games, and anyone using that term unironically is an idiot, but yeah, it's pretty good.
But you're saying it was a decent-ish third-person shooter game?
Yes, it was, Catsman. Yes, it was.
I couldn't possibly have expected that from the makers of previous not-terrible third-person shooter games.
Well, I don't know. I've never played Uncharted, but I don't know. I mean, from the looks of it, it looks better than Uncharted, I guess.
I'm pretty sure that Uncharted has a worse story.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
First of all. But also, like, I think that people should stop saying that, oh my god, comparisons can be drawn between this and Cormac McCarthy's The Road and shit like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Neither the story nor the gameplay do anything revolutionary, but they do what they do very well, I think. I also played No More Heroes, which is very fun. I like it a lot. And I got
the second one then, because The second one does everything better, pretty much.
Yeah, I've got that too. I haven't played it yet because I want to finish the
first one.
Actually,
there's one thing that I really missed from the second one that's in the first one. You know, when you go to a boss area, it says their name in a really whispery voice. Like,
it's got the whispery voice. Like the one, some dude in Killer 7 had the same voice, like the guy in
You're talking about the red hanging guy, yeah.
Yeah,
I think
guy.
He has the same voice. No, that's not him, actually. It's, God, what's his name? The guy who holds the Lucha mask.
Oh, yeah.
And you can shoot the mask, and then he gets pissed at you, but he gives you a clue. I think that's his voice.
Yeah. And I also got the Metal Gear Legacy Collection, and I plowed through MGS1. So, yeah, played some good games.
Does anyone want to talk about DuckTales?
Oh, woo!
Well, you played it like...
Life is like a hurricane.
Aaron,
you're the only one who played it.
You, Dalton Doyle, played it like last night, so...
Yeah.
You're the only one.
Why'd you talk about the shitty dinosaur game instead of that?
Because I like moaning about it, things. We took turns, and we each had a different level assigned to us.
Wasn't Dodds giving you bottle caps or something to play levels for him?
No, we had a system where Doya had to play levels, and he could spend bottle caps to bring either me or Dodds in to play the level for him. But he had to spend his money very wisely, because we had like different rates, and if we That's failed, funny. Then
it was like
he
a
waste his bottle
CX
caps.
Type setup.
Yeah, basically. So anyway, yeah, we played DuckTales, and it is... in every bit as good, if not better, than the original NES game. The music's been remastered and sounds fantastic. It hasn't lost any of its original charm. The painterly backgrounds and the animation and everything has really impressed me. The gameplay is just as fast and fluid and just as challenging as the original NES game, which I know a lot of fucking casuals didn't like, but fuck you with the rake.
It's not a very hard game.
It's not as hard as like Mega Man and stuff. There's a final area that I would say is pretty challenging, but I don't know, a game's final area should be. Dodds did that at that point because I was making pasta.
Well, it's like one of those things where you can complete the levels in any order, right? Which means they all have roughly the same difficulty. So
some
then,
of them
like,
are a
the,
bit harder than
the
others,
final
but, yeah.
area that opens up is much more difficult. So it's like Wario's Castle Syndrome, basically.
Most of what they added, like, they didn't screw with the level layouts that much. They gave a few areas of existing levels, like, new looks to give it a bit more variety, which is cool. The most of what they added was, like, cutscenes and little stories that play out in each level, and plus, like, an overarching plot, and they got all the surviving voice cast of the DuckTales cartoon to come back and reprise their roles, and it's actually really neat. Actually, I liked it.
Did Disney kill some of them? Is that why there weren't?
Yeah,
there?
Disney did kill some of them.
Okay.
The guy who did Scrooge McDuck is like 94 years old now.
Yeah, it's like 20 years later now.
Why do I hear music? Fuck. Okay. Fucking.
You're hearing things, Jamba. I don't hear music.
It's Twitch.
He's got schizophrenia.
Because Twitch is retarded, but. I just wanted to say, though, it's been known to crash a lot, especially on the Himalayas level.
Didn't crash
and
once for me.
I know, not for you. I'm just saying, in general, that
Didn't
it's happening.
Crash once. Also, as far as, like, this is WayForward's first PC game, and they've been developing basically exclusively on 10 Nintendo platforms. And aside from the lack of windowed mode, it works fine. It's pretty decent port.
I'm going to say also, like, there's apparently a lot of input drops, which you won't notice if you're playing casually, though. So.
I heard that the Wii U version has, like, sound issues and stuff that all five people who own Wii U's were complaining about.
That's 100% of them. So I think they should do something about that. Address the entire fan base for Nintendo.
Okay, is that enough about DuckTales, or do more people have input on it?
I haven't been playing anything else, I don't think, so anyone else been playing any games?
Have you, man? Have you been?
No,
okay?
Too busy with fucking Gentlemania.
Okay, right. I've been working on it for weeks.
All good.
Yeah, I have literally been working on it for 2 weeks.
Okay, I'll talk some more. I also
fuck you.
I saw this really shitty-looking game on sale. called Tommytronic, and I was like, this looks awful, and it is. It's like a platform game, but there's this kid who's the main character, and you jump on platforms, and he goes, going up or going down, but he doesn't say it in accordance to whether the platform is actually moving up or down. And every time he opens a door, he says, and stay open! Even in the trailer, you watch it, and there's like, he goes through doors, and every time he's like, and stay open! And stay open! They just like play the same voice clip over and over again, and it's a really shit game, and you should play it.
Okay, well, I've been playing Sanic, mostly getting good time trial times.
Oh,
that I've unlocked everyone. And other than that, though, I bought Vampire Rain yesterday, which is pretty amazing. It's a great game where you have to basically play Metal Gear, except there's vampires, and they can kill you in two hits, but you won't be able to survive if they hit you once. And they have really long vision cones, but I don't know, it still has its charm. I haven't found it ridiculously hard yet, but I've only beat the second level, so maybe I'll find out the hard way that this game has more in store for me than I prepared for. And I also played Bad Rats for like 10 minutes. That was...
Yes, Bad Rats! That's next great. On my list of shit games.
I'm gonna play it on stream. Like, I was laughing my ass off even during, like, I only played the tutorial and I was laughing my ass off because, oh my god, so stupid. And like the dialogue is, or the text is full of like typos and shit. It's great.
Any more from you, Pob, or now Ramal? Have you played any video games?
Does no one here play any video games except me and Bob?
I think Mao has been wanting to talk about a game for like ever, but you guys just keep cutting off all the time.
No, I am wanting to talk about a game, but whenever I was cut off, I was wanting to talk about something related to the thingy, whatever people were talking about, but whatever. Well, I played this game about a month ago, a game called Shin Megami Tensei. I probably pronounced that wrong, didn't I? Free Nocturne, and it's JRPG, but it's really, really good. It's not like a normal JRPG. The combat system really is what I think makes it, because it's got a system called Press Turn, and for every member in your party and whenever you're fighting against enemies, they'll have a turn. And if you exploit the weaknesses of an enemy, the turn will turn to half turn, so you don't use the turn up, so you can have another action. So, and this goes for the enemies as well. So the combat is based around exploiting the weaknesses of the enemy, covering up your weaknesses, that sort of thing. And it's also just really good. You get party members as the demons you fight, so it's a bit like Pokemon. You don't capture them, you talk to them, and usually they'll ask you for money or like healing items. Then usually they'll give you a question about of a philosophical nature. It's not really that deep, and if you answer it right, they'll join you. So that's nice. And then,
give me an example of a question.
I think one of them's like
it's high school level shit, man.
What? I think only beauty has value in this world. Do you think we should like kill all the ugly people so only beauty remains?
High school questions.
Yeah, like, man. Yeah. I was challenged by that when I was in the womb.
I think it's something like that. And you'd answer them, and we'd have if we kill the ugly people, beauty won't have any value. Or, yes, we should kill the ugly people, so only beauty remains.
Yeah, so it's dumb.
But yeah, it's but weird. It's, sometimes it's cool. It is quite fun, but it gets really annoying because you'll be blowing lots of money or items trying to get a certain demon. All that monsters you fight are demons, for the most part. Trying to get them in your party, but I'm like, oh shit, I've left my fridge open or my oven on. Like, they actually say, oh shit, I had to do something, bye. And they'll piss off. It's just quite annoying.
So basically, they're my roommate.
Yeah.
I want to hear about Shawnee's roommate.
Shawnee, tell us about your roommate.
He just doesn't clean, and he will steal stuff from us.
Then why don't you get him out of the house? Or the room?
Because he pays rent.
Well, yeah, if he's stealing your shit, then he's not really paying rent. He's paying rent minus certain fees that he takes around the house.
Well, I steal some of his shit, so it kind of evens itself out.
You're just a house of kleptomaniacs.
No one would know.
Anyway, to get more like powerful demons, you'll fuse your demons together so that they make a new sort of demon.
That's lewd.
That's so
I know, it's kind of weird. But yeah, that's how you get demons for the most part. It's, aside from this, but the plot is basically some asshole sets the apocalypse in motion for whatever reason, and you and two friends are in this hospital where said asshole is in, and you guys are like the only guys that survived the apocalypse, and you get turned into a demon by this little kid with a special worm demon. And yeah, you gotta go do shit, find your friends, I don't know, kick demon ass, punch things.
I think Mal was like missing out like a lot of stuff that makes this game actually pretty damn cool. For instance, the apocalypse is actually about they're folding Tokyo up, so it becomes a spheric world.
This old man gives you a menorah or something, a candelabra, and he's like, go kill these skeleton people that also have these menorahs. And yeah, bring me all the menorahs. And one of the skeleton people is
what's
Dante.
What's a menorah?
It's a fancy fedora.
They're actually called candelabras, but because they look like menorahs. They're like little candlestick holders. Jewish stuff. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, it's a Jewish thing.
One of these skeleton people is motherfucking Dante from Dante May Cry. Devil May Cry.
And featuring Dante from the great. Devil May Cry series.
Yes, he is featured. It's great. You can get him as a party member like towards the end of the game, and he's one of the best party members in the entire game. He's fucking great. And so most of the game you'll be punching demons, jumping into things a lot, and being pursued by skeletons. And yeah,
the magazine for people being pursued by skeletons.
Yeah, that's the one thing I was thinking about most of the time I was playing the game, because you got to deal with a lot of skeletons.
Oh fuck, skeletons!
Yeah, and there's like five different endings. Only two of them I would actually imagine people would want, because four of them are really shit. I guess that talks a bit about the nature of the game, but. Yeah, it's just really great game.
Most of it is shit, but the good parts are actually really good.
No, that's quite a dark game. It's a
edgy.
Wait, like, how did that relate to that four of the endings are shit?
I don't. I'm not good at wording things. Anyway, yeah, it's a really good game. If you want a good JRPG to play, go play it, because it's really good.
And play Space Funeral.
Go play it.
And play Space Funeral. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I would like to talk about it more, but I had my fill, so yeah.
You don't even know
what a good RPG is. Ramal still likes Final Fantasy 13.
Fuck that jabroni, then.
I like Final Fantasy 10. It's
Ramal, I respect you, but Final Fantasy 13 is a bad game.
It is a bad game. I'm not even denying it.
I see. Okay, well, what was the conflict, then?
I'm just going on with that Ramal has bad opinions.
So... Wasn't Nocturne the one that actually the UK version had it was what started the whole featuring Dante from the Devil May Cry series thing?
Yeah, that's where it's from.
Yeah. It's only the UK version, or the European version.
It's called Lucifer's Cry. Yeah,
which is a fairly thing name, actually, but...
Anyway, I actually pulled my thumb out of my ass and started playing Pikmin 3. I have actually never played any of the Pikmin games before, so I went in completely blind with hours and hours of my roommate telling me to play the game. And it's actually pretty charming. I'm having fun with it.
The first two are awesome.
There's just such tiny details in the graphics that just makes the game so wonderful. But the controls are pretty weird, and they get some time to get used to. And it's not the Wii U's killer app at anything.
The Wii U doesn't have killer apps.
It's very pretty, though.
No.
It's a very pretty
game. Are you kidding me? Are you telling me Smash Brothers is not going to sell a shit ton of Wii U's?
Smash Brothers Brawl didn't sell a shit ton of Wii.
What the fuck, Jamba? What are you? Yes, it did.
Yeah, no. I'm pretty sure it did.
Jamba's just talking out of his ass again.
No.
I could tell by the little stutter that he is.
Now Brawl's a terrible game, and you should feel bad for liking it.
Chris, wait,
can I kick out Jamba again?
Yeah, I play tournaments, so Melee is for me.
Anyway, the one thing that I like most about Pikmin 3 is the way that they name their fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you get the fruits, but because you're not humans, they name them silly things.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, yeah, they do that in the first games, too. Those are awesome. In the first Pikmin 2, they do that. I can't remember any of the names now, though.
The game actually takes place on a post-apocalyptic Earth. Where
I'm pretty sure, you pick up a battery, like an AA battery, and he calls it like an Infinity Engine or something like that.
Yeah.
He has awesome names for everything.
Segway?
Speaking of games, we got game news.
Speaking of games, is that really what you're going to go with for a segue?
Speaking of segues, we're going to segue into the game news.
Well, Moodle suggested we talk about actually. GTA Online. Anyone want to talk about that?
I don't
GTA Online, what?
No, not really.
Okay,
no,
Saints Row $4 million edition.
Oh my Saints god.
Yes!
This is a ridiculous thing. Hold on, let me bring it up.
By the way, Dot has gone to sleep, but if you yell loud enough, you might wake him.
Dot!
Dot!
I'll be waking up now.
Mate!
Dot! Is that really just Doya making that noise, or is it actually Dot?
No, Doya's left now.
Deep Silver today announced a super premium version of Saints Row 4, the super dangerous Wad Wad edition, aka the $1 million pack, will sell for $1 million. In addition to the Commander-in-Chief version of the game, Top Tier Bundle includes a full day of spy training, a trip to space, 1 year's membership of E25 Super Car Club, and a Lamborghini Gallardo. The $1 million pack also includes plastic surgery of the purchaser's choice, a shopping spree with a personal shopper, 7 nights for 2 at the Jefferson Hotel in Washington, a hostage rescue experience, a brand new Toyota Prius, and a 7-night stay at the Top Royal Suite at the Burj Al Arab with flights for 2.
The question, right? Is the hostage rescue experience the experience of rescuing hostages, or is it you're a hostage and you're rescued?
No idea. Yeah.
Maybe they hire a drug lord to take you captive.
Why would they need to hire a drug lord?
I think they should instead...
Because they need to make it as realistic as possible.
Drug lords need money too. They work really hard, you know?
I don't doubt that.
They should do Somalian pirate hunting instead.
Just come to Sweden and you'll enlist to the army and you'll be able to do that.
I was trying to convince people at my school, I think, that Somalian pirate hunting was that something that's completely real and a form of extreme tourism when we were doing that in class.
What?
You heard me.
Are you serious?
It was
alpha as fuck, man.
It amused me.
It amuses you to slaughter people.
I wish I was in Mao's class.
Yeah,
I would pass him dirty notes.
Dirty notes. You'd pass the whole class dirty notes, wouldn't you, Kent?
Dirty pictures.
Dirty pictures.
That's just what Blake used to say.
Okay, so can I talk about GameStop being shitty?
Yeah, go
ahead.
Okay.
So, I mean, everyone here probably knows about all of the trouble us Americans had getting Xenoblade Chronicles over here because Nintendo of America thinks Americans hate JRPGs, so they wouldn't localize it, even though it was already over in Europe with English and everything.
That's weird.
And because Nintendo is still in the 90s and thinks that region locking is okay, we can import it, so we had to have a petition to get it over here. And it was released in retail, I think, exclusively through GameStop. So, yeah. Well, wow. That's not the only thing. It gets better, because Nintendo of America were still convinced that no one wanted it, so they didn't make many of them. So they sold out pretty quickly. And what happened was recently, I guess they did a second production run and sent a bunch to GameStop. And the thing is that used copies of the game are now worth $90 because of, you know, supply and demand and all that. So GameStop obviously wanted in on some of that. But the thing is, they can't sell new copies for, you know, over their original price. I guess it's some kind of deal they have with the publisher. So what they did was they took all of the new copies they got, they took the discs out of their original casing, put them in new packaging, and labeled them used so that they could sell them for $90.
$90 doesn't sound that bad.
It's not the first time they did this. Yeah. They did this with Deus Ex Human Revolution too, I remember.
It's $90 for a used, well, what's labeled as a used game, though.
The Deus Ex thing, they were, like, taking out the free copies of shit or whatever. I can't remember.
Yeah, that's right. You got like, a free something. I don't remember what it was, and they took it out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, basically, the thing is, though, they're doing this and getting rid of these new copies so that they can make money, and it's obnoxious.
This should really be, someone should definitely sue. I think Nintendo should probably sue.
I heard rumors floating around that they were considering it, maybe.
Because
sue.
It's
sue.
Literally, like, this is the kind of thing, this is, like, totally illegal. Or, like...
I don't know if it's illegal, but it's fucking shitty as hell.
It's borderline illegal, okay?
It's probably not illegal.
Borderline.
It's probably... Well, I mean,
it's, like, not
basically.
Technically. Like, but they couldn't get away with doing this for every game and then not have somebody sue them.
Stop fucking buying things at GameStop.
Yeah,
like,
just
seriously.
Don't buy a
Jesus
GameStop.
Christ.
If
there's
just
so many people I know who are like, oh, yeah. I'm just going to go buy a game at GameStop. And I'm like, why not buy it on Amazon or some other website? It's like, much cheaper. Okay. And they're like, I don't know.
So if you want to buy retail, you know, like there's tons of other stores like Best Buy or whatever where you can buy games retail.
Best Buy
you know,
shit too. Don't buy anything
okay,
there.
Okay, well, there's places where you can buy it retail if you don't want to buy it from
buy
GameStop,
your
is
local
my point.
Independent game store that's
right.
Probably closed down in 2004.
If you have
one. Hold on. There's this one game store at this mall near my house that, like, okay, so they're right below a GameStop, which is upstairs, and, like, when they run out of copies of a new game, they just buy more copies from GameStop.
That's great.
That reminds me of a pizza place in my town that was really popular, and then the other pizza place was really nice because the popular pizza place ran out of boxes to put the pizzas in, so they got pizza boxes from the other pizza place.
And then free advertising.
Well, yeah, I guess.
The smaller pizza place got, the nice pizza place got free advertising because everybody was using their box.
Yeah, but it doesn't make sense to help out a rival, does it?
Well, I mean, it's
maybe
just boxes.
Maybe they did pay them for the boxes.
They probably did.
Now, this isn't video games, so I felt
this
like mentioning
time,
it.
I went to a Thai restaurant, and the lady, and we went into the Thai restaurant, and it was like a tiny little shack next to like a tire warehouse, and the lady there looked really excited that we came in. And it was the same lady who like made the meal and served it to us. Mm. And she seemed really happy that we'd come in. And she like gave me a hug and everything before I left. I was like, wow, this is, and the food was really nice as well. And then we came back and the restaurant had closed down.
You were their only customer, motherfucker.
And I think we were the only customers she'd had in like a week.
Oh, that's sad.
That is sad.
Anyways, you can't buy Xenoblade from anywhere but GameStop for
less than
$100.
I think you can get it off of Nintendo's online store and probably their retail store, but that's in New York City. So
I know if you get new copies at the Pokemon Center or whatever it is. No,
it
Nintendo
is
World.
The Pokemon Center.
It's Nintendo World.
It's
though.
Nintendo World, like Cadbury World.
It's
what?
A store where you like. There's a ton of everything. There is like Nintendo paraphernalia, and they have like tons of old consoles and stuff.
They have a Game Boy that was in a bunker during the Gulf War. And
oh, I've seen that.
The bunker got bombed, and the Game Boy still works, even though the outer casing is completely burnt up.
I think they have Tetris on it, right? I can't remember.
Yeah.
Nintendium, it's real.
Yeah.
It's like a mixture of whatever weird plastic they use and just their incredible design and engineering that they use for them.
Engineering? It's plastic molding, dude.
Well, whatever the fuck they use, however they design their consoles, like they're really durable.
I just love moon rocks. Beautiful moon rocks in the pipes flowing into the machines. Moon rocks. How I love moon rocks.
That's enough.
And the moon rocks love me.
So what else happened?
The Xenoblade thing. I went to xenobladechronicles.nintendo.com and I pressed buy now and then it just redirects you to GameStop.
Oh my god. Ow. Fuck that.
Or
wow, I'm
Games
really glad I bought it when it first came out then. I mean, in America.
You can buy it from EB Games in Canada and then it's 50 bucks there.
That's not really nice.
So it's just going to take a while to ship from Canada then.
Yeah. It says it's not available.
But isn't EB Games just owned by GameStop now? So
yeah, GameStop used to be EB, at least in the US.
Well,
no, they were two different companies.
They're two different companies, yes.
And then they merged.
And then before that, there was Electronics Boutique.
GameStop used to be Babbage's.
Babbage's?
Yeah.
Babbage's, that's a funny name.
Yeah, that was like one of the OG game stores.
Charles Babbage is the inventor of the modern adding machine.
What the fuck is that noise?
Push
Jesus.
To talk.
What?
Push to talk. Now.
I am.
No, you're not, because you're this squealing coming through your microphone at random intervals. Are you pushing for that? Are you trying to make my ears bleed?
You can look at the mumble thingy.
Ain't nobody got time for this.
Ain't nobody.
Ain't not nobody.
But yeah.
What else happened?
The listeners are going to blame me for this.
No, they're going to blame me because I'm editing. They're going to blame you still because it's your podcast.
Well, don't edit out us yelling at Mal and then they'll know it's Mal's fault.
Yeah, no, leave us yelling at Mal in.
It's the heart and soul of the podcast.
He is the heart and soul of the podcast, but damn if he doesn't make that annoying squealing noise.
No, I said it's. I meant yelling at Mal.
Oh, right, yeah.
I always yell at Mal.
But he is the heart and soul of the podcast.
I thought I was the heart and soul of the podcast.
No,
you're like the butt.
No, Juicy is the butt.
Yeah, Juicy is the butt.
But you're not. He's not Juicy's even in the not butt. On the podcast.
So it doesn't matter.
So you are the official butt of the JLA Cup
Can
podcast?
Can we move on? Is there any other?
Wind Waker HD includes new difficulty modes, says Amazon.
Okay.
What?
Wind Waker HD includes new difficulty modes, says Amazon.
Yeah, Wind Waker HD is going to have a new difficulty mode. According to Amazon, as we said for like third time, they're listing a bunch of stuff on it, and it just says take on a more challenging difficulty level. So
it'll be like a new game plus, but actually with something other than awesome pajamas, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, and I dig translated that, Hylian.
The biggest problem with Wind Waker for me, it's too easy, and I would like it to be harder. So good. Hope it's real and not just something Amazon said.
Amazon
does probably have to complete the game before you can unlock it, though.
Amazon does make up shit because, like, if they don't know the release date of the game, they just put like a random date on their website. So I don't trust them.
Isn't it coming out like sometime in December though? Like it's ages away, which is really stupid because they're completely missing the holiday window with it.
The thing is that Amazon still like. They spoil shit all the time, so, I mean, it's probably true. Like, they say shit they shouldn't constantly about
honestly,
games.
Honestly, the more I see about Wind Waker HD, the less I hate it. Like, have you seen, there's a new batch of screenshots, and someone's compared them to all the old screenshots. They've turned down the bloom quite significantly now. There's actually very little bloom now, and everything looks nice.
Which is good, because it looked hideous before.
Yeah, the bloom was bad.
Like, the lighting still looks off. But, like, I haven't seen the new screenshots, so maybe they fixed it. I don't know.
Yeah, they fixed it. They fixed the lighting.
Okay,
and they fixed the shadows as well.
Good, good, good. Nice.
And it sounds like is it confirmed that they're adding in some of the dungeons that were apparently cut from Wind Waker?
No, because they were reused in Twilight Princess, actually.
Oh, yeah.
They were? Which ones were they, then?
They never said which ones they were. But I suspect one of them is the what's the one that goes doo dee doom doo dee doom doo dee doo dee with the spider.
You mean the Temple of Time?
Temple of Time, yeah.
Yeah, I think that was one of them.
No, I think that's
actually, you know, that has a very Wind Waker-y feel to it.
Yeah, like, if you think about the animation of the statue that you move around.
Yeah, that's true. It
looks way more like
it's got the statues and it's got the command melody type thing.
There's other Dominions, there's other statues too, though, so.
And anyway, what was the other, but they did say they thought the pacing in the late game was off, and they're going to make a substantial effort to fix it. And that's good, and I hope at some point they remake Skyward Sword and fix all of those pacing issues.
Oh my
then
god.
Maybe Skyward Sword would be a great game.
The final part of that game I fucking hated so much. Like,
Tad Tones.
Oh my god, don't.
Oh, you're look, fucking,
you're triggering me, Catman. Stop
and you
it.
Lost
stop
all
it.
All your weapons
no,
and items.
No, no, stop
Time
it.
Time for a shut shitty fuck forced up, stealth segment.
No, no. No.
So, can I just. I want to say something about. I can't remember now. I remember. TP was originally going to be released before Wind Waker.
Toilet paper.
Twilight Princess.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, I think he's making shit up again.
No, Jumbo. I'm not.
Yeah,
it, probably. It could be a lie, but I heard this from people that said that it was confirmed by someone.
You heard this from people.
It was on a speedrunning stream.
It's
so
true,
that's
I heard
why
from
I believe
people.
It.
God damn it, Jumbo.
My dad works at Nintendo, and he said that Wind Waker actually was in production
I just said,
long before Twilight Princess was.
My dad works for Jambalaya Bob, and he says Jambalaya Bob is full of shit.
Okay, nobody works for me.
True rumor we've had this guest.
What kind of employees do you have, Jumbo?
Jumbo, did you also hear from speedrunning people that the combat in Twilight, the wolf combat in Twilight Princess is as good as the combat in Okami?
Are you? No, of
I'm still
not.
Fucking mad about that. Jesus Christ.
Why?
Said that?
Twilight Princess is a prequel to Okami. Deal with it.
Can I kick out Jamba, Bob?
Well, it is. You can't deny me.
No,
wolves.
Jamba and I were like having a kind of argument. In the
they both have talking
chat,
wolves, okay.
You don't talk. You don't talk in either game.
Link
Did you play
grunts.
Either of them?
Link grunts and Amaterasu is a wolf.
I don't even know why I'm mad. I'm
is a god.
I'm not
it.
Why am I
so Atiramisu?
Sure
it is
Why
pronounced Atiramisu.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's
no, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Catsman, all Japanese is pronounced in a very specific way. You,
Catsman
you don't
should
know.
Stream Okami then.
I might. Once I get my HD version, because I'm a huge faggot who has to own physical copies of everything, so I imported it from Hong Kong. I might stream it, although I need a capture card.
Hey, I own a physical copy of Okami, and I lent it to my friend, and he never even played it. And now
the
all
HD
he does
version?
Is, now all he does is watch competitive Warhammer Dawn of War 2 over the internet.
I didn't
even know that was a thing.
Why is it a thing? How is it a thing? Who's doing that?
Happy Man, do something.
Okay.
Is there more news? Because
yeah, somebody made a mod for Ocarina of Time that replaces Link with Sonic.
Oh yeah, I saw that. That was amazing.
Of course
Does
did.
He go any faster or not?
Yes.
Yeah, you can actually run past Mido in the first in Kokiri Forest when he tries to block you from going to the Deku
you can,
tree.
It's fucking great.
You don't have you to can, get a sword. You can just run past him because he's so much faster.
Oh my god, I have to play this.
Someone
this looks incredible.
Someone, Catsman, you need to stream this.
Yeah. I would do it. You know I would.
Please stream this, Cats.
Whoa, holy fuck, he's fast.
Yeah, you're like crazy fast. I actually like moving across Hyrule Field better like this because it's much faster. I always thought Hyrule Field was kind of boring.
You can just, you know, backdash.
Oh my walk, god. No, walk, this walk this backwards. Actually genuinely looks completely unplayable.
Yeah, it does. You run through walls and stuff. Like, it's really buggy.
The collision detection does not look like it was designed for supersonic.
What the hell?
Supersonic racing.
Now, Ryan, what if you also made it so you can play Sonic like in a Source game, and you go so fast when you collide with people, you kill them? I think that sounds like a worthy cause.
That would be incredible.
One Great. Of my favorite videos on the GLA channel is the one of, I think, Hexler and MD playing some Half-Life mod.
Sven
oh, yeah.
Was,
yeah,
that one. Time.
Yeah, Sven
and just And that getting... fucking red guy joins and he goes, come here.
I want to see out. You. And then they were going to kill each other over some puzzle. They were really pissed off.
Those two are a married couple.
MD
they
and
are
Hexler
a married
never,
couple.
Yeah, they would never kill each other. They love each other too much. Yeah.
So yeah, it's like me and DeBrell. Every time I fuck up, in every game we played, I fuck something up and he's gone. Someday I'll kill you.
Yeah, Ketsman needs to stream this mod.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
He said when I drove forklifts the wrong way, so we had to spend like 5 extra days driving forklifts in Shenmue. He was so pissed at me.
Why? I can't believe that you never finished the box guy shit. God damn it.
Finish it? Wait, you can't finish the box guy. You just...
No, get the thing from him. Get the move.
Oh, the special move. Oh.
And also, like, the books. Fucking hell, you couldn't do the books, man.
I don't think I could have, like, managed to watch any more Shenmue 2 streams.
I could have. Because I wanted them to do that stuff, because I'm obsessed with completion.
All good things must come to an end.
No, they must come to an end at the appropriate time and in the appropriate place, sure.
We had to say goodbye to D-Lin eventually. Anyway, I don't think the people listening to this will understand what we're talking about.
So Shenmue 2. If they've played Shenmue 2, they will.
Yeah, if they played Shenmue 2, yeah. So is there anything else we could talk about?
Nothing happened this month.
Yep.
Hey, Sonic in Ocarina of Time, how do you call that nothing?
Because it's nothing.
That happened, I guess.
Also, did you see Adult Link? How he's just Blue Tunic Adult Link in that mod.
I would like to pose you a conundrum.
Oh boy.
Now, which conundrum should I pick? I have
several. Get hype.
Get hype.
How would you improve Trespasser's physics engine?
Actually, the question I'm going to ask is, what is the worst game that you've ever beaten?
Which is probably Ender the Dragon.
Final Fantasy VIII.
Spyro. Beat Final Fantasy VIII?
Yes, it took me 50 hours and I hated every minute of it.
I'm gonna go with Final Fantasy XIII.
You beat that game?
Mao.
I beat that game.
Sorry. Happy Man, you're just one of those people who, like, if you hate something, you'll still beat it because you, like, hate it so much.
Otherwise, the game wins. That's why.
I feel like that's not a good...
With me, I don't think I complete games I don't like. I'll be just like, nah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't... Sorry, go ahead.
I don't play games I don't like. It's hard for me to think of a game I really... Oh, I know! Turok, the remake thing.
Why did you finish that?
Because I really love dinosaurs. I love dinosaurs, man. Oh my god. Man.
Mao's a furry.
I really like dinosaur game.
Mao's a scaly.
Yeah, something like that.
Scaly, is that what that's called?
Yeah.
Jammer knows the terminology.
Yeah, because it's obvious.
No, it isn't.
Dinosaurs
don't
have fur.
Liking dinosaurs, okay? Are you
saying
dinosaurs aren't cool?
There's nothing wrong with liking dinosaurs. Back when Scotsman used to get really mad, all you had to do was like show him a picture of a T-Rex or something, and he'd calm the fuck down right away.
That's funny. I got was it mine is Spyro Enter the Dragonfly, which I 100%ed. Beating it the quick way does not count as beating it.
That game. That was the one where to meet a deadline, they released it with like 5-minute loading screens and game-breaking bugs and only like 8 levels. And sometimes when you walk up to NPCs, instead of like the NPCs talking to you and then you continue, and the game just like stops and you're frozen and stuck and have to reset it.
You don't have to, like, usually you'll get unstuck. It only happened to me once that I got stuck forever. But yeah, like, Spyro won't know where to go and he'll be like walking into the scenery or the person you're trying to talk to.
First three Spyro games are kick-ass.
Yeah, they still have game-breaking glitches in them. Someone recently discovered in Spyro 1, you can skip the first level of the final hub world, you know, where Nasty is, and you can just jump right into the dragon mouth that has Nasty's portal in it.
Yeah, but you have to be, you know, that's
it's
like
really perfect.
Jumping backwards up the like,
never-ending
stairs.
It's a normal jump.
It's not a normal jump, no.
No, it's normal. It's normal jump, but it's just very precise.
You push
but
some weird keys
hard.
In the middle of it. It's magic.
It's consistent.
Anyway,
especially on PAL.
Yeah, I'm sorry you had to play Spyro into the. How do you think I when I got my PlayStation 4, not PlayStation 4, PlayStation 2, I was like, I'm going to play some Spyro and Crash because those games were really good. When I was what's this Ratchet and Clank? Oh, I'll play it later. Let's play Spyro. And then you cannot imagine my disappointment. Really, you can't.
I just played it, like, when I was a kid, I just played it for, like, an hour, and then I was like, fuck this. Went back to Spyro 3, man.
I never finished that game.
Back to Spyro 3. Even as a kid, I knew it was shit.
Yeah. Like, but now, like, but playing it, like, because I played it on stream. It was one of my first games I completed on stream. And that was cool. But, God, that was a terrible stream, though.
I can't think of anything I've finished that was bad, because usually if I start playing something and I don't like it, I don't finish it. And I generally go out of my way to avoid bad games, unlike some people in this podcast.
I don't come into contact with bad games.
Man, like, will purposefully play games that he knows are going to be bad.
Happy Man, like, looks for bad games.
Happy Man likes, like, you know it is, like, his favorite game, so.
No, fuck you, that's Earthbound. Earthbound is an actually good game.
So, Yonoid isn't a good game. Have you been fooling us this entire time?
Yonoid's pretty good, actually. I like it.
It's a shit game, man.
Fuck you.
Yeah, fuck you, Bob. Everyone knows the worst that I finished is probably Trespasser, but the second worst
you
is...
You finished that?
What bad childhood games did you finish, Catsman?
Without counting the bad childhood games, the worst of which is probably...
If we're talking about that, then I've got, like, plenty. Because I always, like, got shitty licensed titles for Christmas and stuff.
Oh, no, we're talking about the games Catsman made.
Yeah.
Oh.
That stream's still ongoing. I haven't finished it yet. Anyway, right, Fable 3. Fable 3 is the worst.
Like, I almost finished Assassin's Creed, but I couldn't because it was so boring. But Fable 3, I finished.
Oh, yeah, I beat Fable 2. Through. That's up there, dude. Fuck that game.
All the way through, I was like, this is going to get better. This is going to get better.
Nope. Actually, yeah, come to think of it, I played Assassin's Creed when I was 13. I'm like, oh, God, this is great. And then I played it again recently. I'm like, wow, this is shit. So, I mean, I guess that could be a shitty game that I finished.
Assassin's Creed really annoys me because it has so much potential to actually be good, but it just doesn't.
By the way, A Hero's Tale is actually decent in the Spyro series. The last
I don't believe
one.
You.
Play it. It's completely different, but it's interesting.
So any other shit games people played, but they were bad, and yeah, and finished them?
Why do you always want us to move on to something else, Mal?
I don't like awkward silences.
Maybe you shouldn't come to this podcast.
Happy Man's being abducted by aliens.
Because there's going to be some awkward silences if you come to this podcast.
Nobody talk for 30 seconds.
Nobody talk for 30 seconds. 30 minute silence to respect our fallen heroes.
Shut up!
We're going to respect the dog that died in 9/11 and Getsman's shitty game.
Never forget!
Don't trigger me!
9/11 was an inside dog.
You know what? I would make that the title of the podcast, but we already have a 9/11 title, so we can't do it.
Yeah. Like I said, we should make it Poking Dods or Waking Dods up or something
Poking
like that.
Dods.
Poking okay. Dods.
If you want, I can Dodds go downstairs and poke him some more.
Do it.
Do it.
I vote Dodd's Awakening.
Hold up.
Dodd's!
Dodd'sky.
Dodd's!
I'm not sure if he could... Wait, no, I think he could only hear you.
I think he's dead.
Rip Dodd's. I don't know.
Well, we should hear Catsman coming through Dodd's end, right? Yeah. Unless it's pushed to talk. Yeah.
Dodds doesn't have an end, it was Doya.
Well, Doya's end that only Dodds is on at the moment.
Okay, I'm back. I poked him, but he just said yeah and looked at me expectantly.
Aw.
You should have poked him more.
Should have told
I tried
him
poking him a few more times,
Vegas.
But he didn't do anything.
So what were we talking... Oh, right, awkward silences.
Yes, I'm awkward silences.
30-minute silence for our fallen heroes.
Hey, Mal.
Okay, yeah. Someone expand that into
it's
30
It's the sound
minutes
of your sex life.
Anyway, how's your sex life?
Oh, hi, Mark. How's your sex life?
What's the best quote from The Room?
Oh, hi, dog.
Oh,
hi,
boys.
Oh,
hi,
doggy.
What are Tommy Wiseau's last words in that movie? I can't remember.
I don't remember either. Oh. I don't, like, I fed up with this world.
Yes, yes.
Everybody, part, my enemy or something.
I love the part where he comes onto the roof and he's... I did not hit her! I did not! It's not true! Oh, hi, Marth!
He didn't even hit her, right?
I did not.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, I was like, sure.
I'd like to tell you about a bad movie I watched.
I definitely have breast cancer. I would, like, you, to, I would anyone, like to tell you about a bad movie I watched. I watched a brilliant documentary.
The video series where Tommy Wiseau plays video games?
Yeah, I saw that. Machinima made it. It's like, and
he was playing Dark Souls and was actually doing really well at it.
Anyone watch that dumb thing that Rooster Teeth funded by the guy who makes CGI movies of women fighting?
I don't watch Machinimas.
It's called Rewubi.
Someone was going to mention something interesting, probably.
I wanted to talk about a movie.
Oh, yeah. Catsman, talk about a movie on this video game podcast.
Okay, me and... It's kind of related. This podcast was originally going to be about video games and technology, you know, so it was related. The movie is called Cyberbully.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't get the lid off! The whole way through that movie. So basically, it's about this like really stupid bimbo girl who signs up for this really sketchy website, tells all of her personal information to strangers, has a weird freak out online, and then it turns out that like her friend like humiliated her for no reason, and then they make friends anyway, and for some reason the press is interested, even though it's just like two bitchy teenage girls falling out with one another.
Which, and like, happens all the time.
She's fucking, like, the most emotionally unstable, useless person on Earth, and she tries to kill herself just because some other girl who goes to high school doesn't like her. But she can't, because she can't get the fucking childproof lid off the bottle of unnamed pills.
What?
And then she goes to therapy, and she tries to kill herself, like, halfway through the movie, and the rest of the movie just going, wow, it was wrong for me to try and kill myself. I have to stand up for the bullies. And it's like an hour of that just going on and on and on. And at the end of the movie, she gives this really, really shitty speech about like how bad bullying is. And then the movie goes on for another 15 fucking minutes and then it ends.
Someone should stream that.
It is a horrible, horrible movie. The whole way through, all I was doing was saying, why isn't it ending? Why isn't it ending? Why is it still going? Why does this movie still exist? I don't understand. There's no purpose to it at all. And like the only, the idea behind the movie is like the middle-aged mother is like the character who knows everything. And she's like, yes, we should be stopping teenagers using the internet by law.
Kind of agree that the internet would be a much better place if it didn't have as many teenagers on it.
Really.
Don't you agree, Ma?
Yeah, sure.
Is this the reason why you put up the censors in the Twitch chat, Catsman?
No,
to stop cyberbullying.
I put up the censors because you have a foul mouth.
You know what I need to stream sometime?
Video games.
Yes. Well, those two, but I meant like on the After Dark, mm-mm, maybe.
What?
But Movie Bob released a book recently.
Yep.
And it's really, I was reading it, and it's
who's Movie
really,
Bob? Do I want to know?
Some guy,
fat guy on the internet.
Oh, I see. So every fucking YouTube idiot celebrity, fuck them. YouTube celebrities.
Okay, he's really. He's not a YouTube celebrity. He's like an autist celebrity.
You know, he doesn't have autism, Jamba.
I know he doesn't, but his fans do.
Yes, they do. You know the whole thing about, like, there's a joke about how people who don't like Metroid Other M are racist against Japanese people.
Is he racist against Japanese
people? No, well, no, that's what... He actually did a video, like, bitching about people hating on Other M, and he...
Like, the video makes sense, because he's only talking about that the broad strokes of the story aren't bad. It's just, like, the script was shit and stuff.
He seems to think the story's actually good. He's a fucking retard.
I just made it because the game.
I find it amazing he's a film critic, and he actually liked the story, Another M. He also reviews movies on The Escapist.
He reviews movies that he hasn't even seen. He posted a video about Pacific Rim and he hadn't seen it. He was like, you should go see this movie. It doesn't even matter whether it's good or not.
He did like a whole thing bitching about people hating on Sucker Punch.
Oh, yeah. He likes Sucker Punch. Oh, by the way, it does block none. I tested it. The censor blocks.
Hooray,
so anyway, he released a shitty book about him playing Super Mario Brothers 3, where he compared the reveal of Super Mario Brothers 3 in The Wizard to 9/11.
What?
What?
Let me just get that.
I'm not fucking kidding you. I'll go find it.
Oh dear.
Oh, we now it's this instead of the fan fiction.
Let me find my favorite quote from
that
book.
Fiction. I didn't have time.
Okay, hold on. This is my favorite quote from the book. On July 1st of 2012, I officially moved out of the home I'd lived in for 31 years of my life.
Oh, whoa. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this.
He used, like, it seems like he used video games as a way to completely escape reality. And, like, ignore it. And that went on until his 30s. So, am I correct?
Sounds like Sonichu.
It's basically Christian Weston Chandler without the autism.
Yeah, I was going to say Sonichu. It's him.
Yeah. And he's really fat and stuff. And he made this video about how gamers
should... Oh, my God. I remember you streaming that. Where yeah. He was, like, giving... He was telling people to eat healthy food when he's...
He's, like 300 pounds. Or he's not that fat, but he's like 200 pounds.
Alright, here we go, here it is. But the climactic reveal of Super Mario Bros. 3 is burned, no seared, into my memory the way JFK's assassination was for my parents' generation. Or the way 9/11 would be for mine a scant 12 years from then.
Did you say this guy is not autistic?
I don't think he is.
He's at least retarded. And
you can this isn't autism. This is just like
stupidity.
Autism isn't stupidity. Autism is just a different way of looking at the world. This is just being.
I know, that is a pretty different way of
idiot.
Looking at the world. I would say.
Is this gonna be in the final cut of the podcast or just
absolutely?
It should be
okay.
Well, I'll read that book sometime on After Dark or something.
Please. Live reading, Fish Heads, amazing. Yeah. 10 out of 10.
Fish Heads Book Club with the Movie Bob book.
We'll be can I read good books then?
For humor.
No, Dan, because it'd be hard for you to emote a book because you have a very monotone voice. Sorry.
I'll read emo poetry. That way I don't need to emote.
Point.
That's a joke.
You can laugh now, people.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. Ha ha ha.
Good job.
Ha 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 ha.
Jumbotron approves.
I think you should stop laughing now.
Ha
ha. What were you
the movie Bob.
The best part of the laughing scene in Final Fantasy X is when later on they flashback to it.
I love how
they flashback to the scene. And you don't hear them laughing. You only see them because they knew the laughing was so bad. So they cut it out for the flashback.
Final Fantasy X fans are always claiming, you're taking that out of context. It makes total sense in context. And it's like...
It is supposed to be bad fake laughter. But it's just bad. It's a bad scene.
It's bad, bad fake laughter. It's just bad. No.
Like, it's just a dumb idea for a scene. And also,
I know. And they're not even doing... Bad fake laughter. Well, I don't know.
But like, who is the other girl? The bitch, the actual main character
Lulu?
Of the game, who actually gets to do things.
Yuna?
No, the Yuna. Riku. Yes, Yuna. Her laughter sounds way like it actually has some emotion to it in the way she's fake laughing.
She was.
But
she was the one who's laughing
retarded.
Though. Oh, you called her a girl. I get it. Never mind.
No, Yuna does do the fake laughter as well. At the same time, in the same scene, gee. And hers sounds like it has some desperation to it, but Titus is just...
James Arnold Taylor is a good voice actor. That's his name.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
No! Why do you think we're talking about this?
Hang on, hang on. Are we saying we don't have any video top picks?
Oh, oh yeah.
No,
oh,
they
yeah.
didn't come in yet.
Oh.
Results aren't in.
Okay. Well, there's for September, though, right?
September's in 2 weeks.
How oh, yeah. About... Okay, hold on. I'll get to September once.
Okay.
We could also maybe predict what the comments will be.
A lot of stuff bitch about the sound quality.
Happy Man didn't mention a lot of games that came out in August. Like, didn't Dragon's Crown come out this month?
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
It's the sexism game.
It's the Vanillaware sexism. Oh, so all of them. Apparently quite good.
Actually, I think it's selling really well, so it might sell better than some of the stuff that was actually on the top video picks.
It's apparently like, because really of good.
Some free publicity it got.
Yeah.
So, well done.
Free publicity, yeah.
Well my done, favorite. Games journalist. You've ended sexism by making Dragon's Crown sell really well, inadvertently.
Games journalism is so hilarious, man. Like, especially that review, that the Escapist review of Saints Row 4 praised it for not caring if you're lesbian or a woman or a man because the story doesn't change at all.
Oh, yeah, I know Jim like Sterling what? Is being really unbearable about Saints Row 4 at the moment.
Oh, he is.
Like, oh my god, it's the best thing ever.
I'm pretty sure he's being unbearable just normally as like his job.
Yeah, it's his job.
Not yeah, really like, significant.
His reputation is less than Sterling.
did
you see what I did, guys? Did you see? I made the funny.
You made the funny, good.
You got funny coming out of your ears. Give me another zinger.
Mario and I were born in the same year, 1981. I'm about 5 and a half older, and as such, I don't really remember a world without him.
In my memories, the great console wars dragged on like my own private Vietnam, and it didn't help that I was still constantly in trouble at school and in and out of therapy at the time for anger, attention, and authority issues.
That didn't go away.
So this podcast is just hating on some fat guy who's popular on the internet. Okay, good. No, good. That's
does this
normal.
Mean we'll get just sassy?
No, we're not hating on him. We're laughing at him.
We're
appreciating his
he's laughing
value.
Right now. We're laughing with him. He just doesn't know it. Probably
does this mean you'll finally be able to use the Twitter account to good use if he's sassy to good use?
Oh,
if he's
no,
sassy
no.
to us.
He's like
people
only...
are like always being sassy to Movie Bob though, especially Bob. Over the book. Like people were giving him so much shit over the 9/11 thing, which is kind of deserved.
Movie Bob's actually really nice, though. Like, so he doesn't actually, like, he's not, he doesn't ban people or anything like that. He doesn't shitpost all the time.
I have a question. Did anyone see the footage of the cancelled 2007 Zelda movie pitch?
No. Are you talking about the April Fool's joke?
There was, like, this weird animation studio that approached Nintendo, and they're like, we want to make a Legend of Zelda movie. And they,
Was it basically, a Japanese studio or
no,
a Western
it wasn't.
Studio?
It was a Western studio. And it might have been Chinese, I don't know. And they sent this really, really shitty one-minute demo where none of the characters look like what they're supposed to look like and nothing interesting happened.
Did they have anything to do with the development of the CDI games?
No.
Someone should stream those, too.
Intero did once, and then he left streaming forever, and then disappeared from the internet. So
this art style how bad it was.
I would actually advise that you don't do that. His website disappeared, although maybe his name is Deniz Akbulut, and maybe he realized he could never compete with the porn star Deniz Akbulut, who outranked him on Google quite significantly.
Is there like a CDI emulator? There must be, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
You can't actually play the games on a CDI because like half of them are broken anyways.
Okay, let's talk about the Humble Origin Bundle.
Oh yeah, my god, no. Fuck
and
yeah.
The Humble PewDiePie sale.
Oh my god.
What, there's a PewDiePie
there were like a bunch of games he handpicked to
so,
be
yeah.
in a Humble Bundle.
Now, I'm actually like I know I recently published an article on GYP hating on Humble, but I am going to defend
yeah, a lot of people
for both
are
of these
giving
things.
You shit about that in the comments.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Number one, right? The Humble Origin Bundle, all the money the EA would have taken goes to charity.
Yeah, I was going to mention that.
Yeah, just
and
like give them $100 and send it all to charity.
You get Steam keys for all of the games that are on Steam as well.
Which is all the worthwhile ones.
Yeah, and so I actually think it's quite a nice gesture for me. I mean, it's obviously a last-ditch effort to actually get people to
use
it's
Origin. It's EA. I think it's that, and it's EA. One of their last efforts to try and, salvage their horrendous reputation.
Yeah, and to be honest, I think it was a good move. I think, you know, whoever came up with that idea. I mean, it's like THQ did the same thing when they were desperate. So EA is obviously quite desperate.
Well, the THQ
that,
one.
That makes me happy.
But they're not
EA
desperate for money. They're desperate for A, goodwill, and B, Origin users, of which they have none.
Yeah.
They did a whole, I'm sure everyone remembers, back before they won the award again, there was some, whoever's their PR guy, did a blog post on their site, bitching about how everyone voting for them is homophobic. And, he said something about, oh, we've got so many people on Origin, it competes with Steam, and someone in the comments section of that post was like, you know, put Battlefield 3 on Steam and we'll see how well Origin does. I mean, that's why people use Origin, because they won't put any of their stuff on Steam. No one would use Origin if Battlefield 3 was on Steam, I bet.
And I can't wait for Mirror's Edge games. I can't remember for Mirror's Edge 2 to be on Steam. Or not on Steam. Only on Origin.
Isn't it only going to be on consoles?
Oh.
I heard something about that.
It's a DICE, though. Why would they do that?
Because it's EA.
But they made Mirror's Edge on PC a year later.
I don't know.
Yeah, and the port sucks. Remember that? Even though it was an Unreal game, and porting should happen basically out of the box.
It was a shit port? I didn't even know
that.
Well,
they did a ton of modification to the engine, though, right?
Didn't they make it look really good, though? Doesn't that kind of outweigh
that? That's because they had Robert Briscoe on the level design team, who is the guy who did the levels for Dear Esther. The Steam release of Dear Esther.
What are we talking about?
I guess Robert Briscoe is also working on a machine for pigs then, because I saw from the creators of Amnesia and Dear Esther.
He's a really good level designer, so.
It's good.
John Carmack joins Oculus as CTO.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, so they have, congratulations, Oculus, which looks like an interesting product, now have someone who was relevant in the tech industry 10 years ago. No, 20 years ago.
Yeah, amazing. I know.
He's still relevant. He made the cool engine for Rage.
I know some people in this podcast, I think it was Catsman mostly, were hating on the Oculus Rift a lot when it was first on Kickstarter.
I wasn't hating on it. I thought it looked interesting, but too expensive for me to buy one.
Oh, okay.
When it comes down in price, I'll probably have to get one, but I've heard that the early units, A, have a really kind of crap screen resolution, and B, are too expensive.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's not it's not officially released 2.0 or anything.
It's only at an early release build right now, that's why. And the full release is going to be 1080p, I think.
Yeah, the only people who have them have the dev kits, right?
Yeah.
But I've heard that people who have used them have said, wow, this is actually really amazing. This is the first virtual reality type thing we've seen that doesn't suck horribly.
Can you plug it into consoles and stuff? Because I have a really shit TV, so if I could... I don't know why I don't just plug my consoles into my monitor. Yes, probably because there's not enough room on my desk. But if I could use it with everything, that'd be neat.
But one thing I worry about is how much eye strain would destroy your eyeballs.
Yeah, because that's the thing. It's focusing on something that's very close to your eyeballs, which will strain them.
If I play Sonic Transformed for 5 minutes, even if I'm quite a significant distance away from my monitor, I can't read anything for a 30-minute period.
Oh yeah, you were going on about that when you were streaming. What was it, Juarez?
If I forget to go as far back as possible from the monitor, then it's even worse. I read anything. Unless
I don't know anyone else who has that problem.
Well, I mean, it happened to me when I was little. If I played video games for 5 hours without stopping, but. That I can understand, but playing a game for 5 minutes.
Well, it's just too fast for you, I guess.
Too fast. You're too slow.
Your eyes are too slow.
So,
I don't know.
Is that anything more, or?
So, wait, does Jamba just have, like, some kind of weird form of dyslexia that only...
Dyslexia? It's not dyslexia.
Wait, what? Dyslexia? What's the one where you can't
dyslexia
read?
Dyslexia is when you can't read or write.
Yeah, okay.
Dyslexia is... Okay, dyslexia is when characters fuck, like, don't look right all the time for you.
That's a more accurate description.
It's not
entirely
accurate.
People can read and write.
But yes, they can read and write.
Okay, well...
They just have to, it's harder for them.
I don't know. Let's talk about something else.
Anyway, yeah, I don't know why we're talking about dyslexia in the first place. I mean, nothing that interesting really happened.
Well, yeah, I mean... There seems to be a cycle for when things to talk about happen.
And that is when we're as far as possible from E3, basically. Yeah.
Well, okay, so it seems like through January and February, it's pretty slow, not a lot's happening. Then through March, you know, you get some stuff, usually EA stirring up shit. And, you know, all the way to E3 when... You know, shit really starts to go down. Then it kind of calms down for the rest of the summer. And then, you know, through the fall, you've got, like, the fall is a big release window because of the whole holiday thing. So that's when you've got, like, a lot of going on.
And then near Christmas, something happens because everything is already released.
Yeah, I guess.
So, top video picks?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that.
What videos? Or what video games? Video games. What?
GTA 5, Wonderful 101, Rayman Legends, Arma 3, and the new Amnesia game are the biggest releases, I guess.
GTA 5 at the top.
Can you remember how we do it now?
We send them anonymously. Can you read them out again, please?
We basically send them so that Jim can't copycat's man anymore.
You don't need to type out all of them. Just the top, your top three. Everyone knows GTA 5 is going to sell the most. You kidding me?
Can you list them again?
Yes. So, yeah, click my name and write to me, which
put
the top three will be.
Put them in the chat, Happy Man.
Okay. GTA 5, Wonderful 101, Rayman Legends, Arma 3, and Amnesia Machine for Picks.
Oh, I wish Wonderful 101 would be higher than I know it's going to be.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing about Wonderful 101 is first it's platinum, and then it's on the Wii U. So.
Yeah, that's like a double upper.
Yeah, I know. Mostly that is on the Wii U, though.
It is like a...
Platinum doesn't really mean a whole lot when you consider that, like, Metal Gear Rising.
Yeah, that sold pretty well, actually. But that's because it was Metal Gear.
I know, but maybe people are going to be like, oh, Platinum. More people, anyways.
I have absolutely no idea how much of a following the Arma series has anymore. It feels like Arma 2 wasn't even that successful
Arma
a game until DayZ, but now that DayZ is out, maybe Arma 3 will sell loads.
Yeah, that's
what I was thinking. Like, I think Arma 3 is going to sell a lot more.
I think GTA 5 is really a given for number one.
But then you got to consider that Amnesia has become insanely popular now.
That's
good
true.
Reason,
PewDiePie.
Game,
PewDiePie.
Fucking hell.
Keep in mind, again, first week sales only.
Yeah. And we got to think, like,
you know, Jim, talking about PewDiePie every time you bring up Amnesia is like talking about Hitler every time you bring up Germany, so just don't.
But that happens. It's a real phenomenon.
Fine.
Yeah, it's called Murphy's
Law.
Did
I just do
and your version
can
is
we
Jamba's
talk
law?
About
it's
Murphy's
not Jamba's law.
It's Godwin's law.
Yeah,
mine's
I'm sorry.
Godwin's law. Yeah.
Murphy's law is that things... Well, hang on. I'm just going to set my
I will now commit
man.
Sudoku for
if
doing
anything,
Godwin's law.
If anything can go wrong, it will. It's Murphy's Law. Alright, I think I got mine. It's not Murphy like you'd think he'd be spelled either.
Oh, Rayman Legends, multi-platform.
Multi-plat.
Machine for Pigs is PC only. Then again, a lot of German people with PCs buy games.
Germany
has the
world's... Yeah,
they buy,
like
those, they buy all those simulator games, though, don't they?
Well, Arma, so what you're saying is they buy Arma?
But when Arma...
No, there's something like... Germany, whatever Germany's I guess regulations thing for violent media is like really strict and won't let a lot
stupid.
Of violent video games in, so I'm not sure they'd let Arma in.
They would.
But that's why they've got like all of those simulator games.
Germany has really weird censorship laws. How they can't let like certain color like they can't let certain green dyes or something in their food. And like the yellow dye, I think is like there's a certain yellow dye that's like banned in all food in the EU, I think, because it like it's carcinogen.
So, dudes, I want to ask if any of you have been playing Spelunky HD.
Nope.
I think Moogle might be, though. No.
Damn it, Moogle. I feel like I've talked about too many games already, but yeah. Spelunky HD, why did it take so long to come out?
Who knows?
Because of a big bag of dicks.
I remember seeing it in magazines years ago, but... No, it came out fairly recently, right?
No, yeah. it came out on Xbox a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that's the thing. There was a timed exclusive for Xbox Live, like every indie game. Oh my god.
Why do so many indie developers feel they need to put it on Xbox Live Arcade, and then they regret it later when they realize that Microsoft is going to fuck them over? Jesus Christ.
Anyway,
maybe, I don't
the
know.
Point is that it's a decent enough adaptation of Spelunky. There's new stuff in there that's quite interesting. The co-op mode is good. It's like New Super Mario Brothers, where you fuck everyone else up. It's great. Yeah. But there's no tunnel man in co-op, and so you just have to go all the way through yourself. But if someone dies, then in the next level there'll be a coffin with them in. So if you're good at working as a team, it's probably easier than the single player. Damsels in distress are gender neutral. Isn't that nice?
No.
You can have male damsels in distress, or if you don't like that, you can just have dogs in distress.
So I like that, actually. I like rescuing dogs in games, like in Jet Set Radio, the fucking...
I agree. Dogs are good. I like dogs. Dogs are cool.
Kessan, can
you really didn't like them when you were 10.
Yeah.
So, Kessan, was that...
I told my friend about that, and I listened to him watching it over the phone. It was really funny. He didn't know about the thing beforehand, so he got freaked out by the 9/11 thing. It was funny.
Right. So, Getsman, does that mean you can create, like, platforms out of your coffins? So if you die enough... Oh.
No, you find coffins with dead... With like, so someone dies, and then you find a coffin with them in it, and they're alive again. You have to open the coffin up.
Now it's happening again.
It's pretty neat, yeah. They changed a lot of the music, which kind of sucks in a way, because the old music was good, but the new music really grew on me. It's sort of styled in like a Sega Genesis vibe, and I really like that. But it's not do 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 do
do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do do do do do
do do do do do do
No.
Alex the Kid is not a good game.
Genesis, Happy Man.
What about, okay, no. That was not the game I was thinking about. What about Rystar?
Yes, that's the other good game. See, now you found the two good games, and now you know that all the other ones are shit.
Rystar, Sonic 2.
Altered Beast, no.
Phantasy Star 4.
Sonic's annoying. It's not very good. It's just bland, really. Phantasy Star, eh. They're good JRPGs. They're bad JRPGs.
Gunstar Heroes, what about that shit?
Yeah, that's one of the two good games on Genesis. Jeez.
What's the other one?
Were you listening? Rystar.
No, because Altered Beast is the best one on Genesis.
No, it's boring. It's a boring brawler.
Fuck you. Why is from Yoga Wave?
See, so many games on the Genesis that you think you love have better versions on the Super Nintendo.
Altered Beast does not have a better version on the Super Nintendo. Neither does
Fantasy
Star 4.
There are so many good brawlers on the Super Nintendo, and even on Genesis.
Final Fight is way better on the Super Nintendo. But I'm saying Genesis games.
See.
Like, what do you mean?
Away from this, please. This topic.
Even the best Genesis games.
What you're trying to?
Oh, I agree. Super Nintendo is way better, but I'm saying the best Genesis games are what I just said.
Genesis is still
I'm not talking
good.
Comparatively because I know Super Nintendo's better.
I'm not. I'm talking comparatively to the universe.
Vector,
okay,
man.
You know what I'm
Echo
hyped
the
for?
Dolphin.
You know what I'm hyped for?
Strider.
You know, does that...
Strider,
you know that,
NES is better.
And we can use this to segue into Kickstarter Watch if that's happening.
Rocket Knight Adventures! Rocket Knight Fucking Ventures.
That was on the Xbox Live.
No,
Jeez.
It was Sparkster that was on the Super Nintendo, different game. Also, yeah. The Genesis port of Earthworm Jim was better than the Super Nintendo one.
I think there's two Sparksters, one on the Genesis and one on the Super Nintendo, and then there's Rocket Knight Adventures on the Genesis, something like that.
Anyway,
was that like always that weird thing where like the Genesis version and the Super Nintendo version could be completely different?
Yeah, they were completely
different. Yeah, it was weird.
Okay, but
they were they still the same character and stuff though.
Holy shit. You know that what was it? Radio of the Universe game?
Oh yeah, that game sounds awesome.
I'm hyped as fuck for that. That Radio of the Universe? It was
before your time, Jamba.
Yeah, it was like back in January, I think. eons ago, back in January.
Yeah, I saw this before, but I can't remember anything about it.
No, it's really neat. I want to promote it because you should go look at it. It looks cool. The creator seems to have dropped off the face of the internet, though.
Failed Kickstarter project. Never could have seen that coming.
No, it got funded. He's just disappeared now.
No, I'm saying that it's going to be... He's just going to run away with the money.
You can't just do that shit.
Yes, you can.
Kickstarter people always give their money to random people with no credentials?
Do we have a Kickstarter watch?
Kickstarter doesn't have any regulation because it's not supposed to be about regulation. It's about investing in a product.
I'm pretty sure you can complain to Kickstarter if the person doesn't deliver on their promise, and yes. Kickstarter can decide whether they should refund everyone.
Okay. But, like, I don't think it's a... Like, you know, usually it doesn't happen. They advise you to spend your money wisely.
Well, yeah, that's like telling someone to breathe.
Yeah, that's true.
Do we have a Kickstarter watch this week? Or no?
Yeah, is there anything?
I didn't make one. I didn't have time.
How do you find like all of these really shitty projects?
Your Kickstarter sucks, and the Something Awful Awful Kickstarter spread. I usually check those
because, like, I go on to Kickstarter, you know, looking for some, and it seems like they're really good at hiding the shitty stuff.
Yeah,
away
Kickstarter
has, you can't find
yeah,
it.
Kickstarter just does not let you look at everything from a specific genre, which really pisses me off.
Yeah,
like you can look at everything. Or you can look at the best of specific genres. You can look.
I
want to
find the shitty stuff.
Exactly.
Come on, Kickstarter.
You see the shit tier category. If you want
exactly.
to find this, you can waste your money.
We should have a shit category. That's a good idea.
I'd have to call it least funded. You know.
Oh yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. Least funded.
Because then it would like if it isn't a shit project, then it'll get people to invest in it more.
Oh, so, yeah, are we going to end soon? I don't know.
We're just talking shit now.
Yeah, we're just talking about shit.
Do the outro.
This has been Gentlemen Discussing Video, the only podcast made with 99% career sausages. Until the next episode airs, you can go to lunchtime.org.uk for live streaming video or gather your party for honest gaming journalism. Goodbye.
Bye.
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 Hope you enjoyed it.
Bye.
Bye.
I did.
Bye.
You did the outro.
Yes, I did it.
Right.
That's how ballin' I am.
Halo's just a what's a really obscure FPS game?
Vivisector.
Yeah, Halo's just a Vivisector ripoff.
Thanks, Bob.